Good morning, everybody. Pastor Tim, I thought you exercised my last name. What happened to that? I didn't think Tim would give up easily, but now I know. Thank you, Pastor Tim, for inviting me to speak to all of you this morning to share from God's Word how I got saved, how I got involved in the ministry of Vision Nationals, which in a minute you will see the pictures and how we started and all. And I want to thank Pastor Tim and all of you for the warm welcome that you gave me. And thank you all for that. I met Tim and along with his some of the team members that were in India last January. And they did a discipleship course one day for our church members and got an opportunity to take them to our campus to see the different ministries that God had brought out of nothing. That's how Vision Nationals came to be. I only thought Pastor Tim could teach and preach, but today I found out he could sing, he could play guitar, and most of all, he could even whistle. Thanks, Tim. Now we know with all the gifts that you have, I didn't know all that. That girl could play piano and you guys could sing. Man, we could have rocked our Bible college for a day. Anyhow, we didn't know. Now we know how to use you when you were there in India. Thank you all that. And before I start getting into God's Word and share my testimony, how I got into Vision Nationals, we will have slides that will have the presentation. Vision Nationals has different ministries. It all started with one church plant with me and my family. We'll see the Vision Nationals slides now, and that will help you. And as the pictures go on, I'll talk to you. One of the ministries, that's my good-looking wife. We're married for 29 years. So, next year is going to be 30th. Trip to Israel should be, okay? That's our church planting ministry. As I said, we started with one church plant in the city of Vizag in the East Coast in 1992. Those are some of our earliest church planters. And we gave them bicycles. That's how the ministry got started. They all planting one church. And then we said, why don't you adopt two more villages? And then they got it. If you're a good pastor, we'll give a motorcycle. I think your pastor has that. So those are the motorcycles or the bikes. The slides can move faster. And he's one of our earliest church planter, whose story I was talking to Sarah and the family last night. That's John Wesley. That's his home, if you're wondering what that is. And that's another church planter, young believer who was trained in a Bible college, planting a church, planted over three churches right now. And some of the baptisms, when we baptize people, we baptize them in the rivers or in the beaches, public. Everybody, the whole village would know. All the church would go singing, making melody and noise, and the whole village would know the people being baptized. And the previous picture you saw is one of the believers who was the least educated church planter that I have. Can't even read and write. Planted over 11 churches. His name is John. The highest church planter that we have. Those are some of the church openings that you can see. And we started with one church plant, and lo and behold, we planted over 500 churches in the network. That's how God caused. And we also have churches in Nepal. God took our ministry to Nepal, which is not our plan, but God took us there. And also God took us to Thailand, where we have ministries in these two countries. God began to extend the vision. When we started Vision Nationals, our vision was to plant 20 churches and to establish a small Bible institute and say, call it good. But God has a different plan, and He brought us a great church planting network. He extended our network out of India to Nepal and Thailand. Everywhere that we went, we also have an orphanage. We also have a church planting network. That's one ministry. And we have a New Year vision for the church planting now, which is planting 10,000 churches, which you will see that at the end of my preaching. The second ministry of Vision Nationals is Master's Bible College, which began in 1996 with 9 students. You can see that. See, there's 1 or 2 chairs. That's for the teachers. See, we got to have chairs as teachers. Yes. Okay. No, just kidding. So that is how it began. Nine students. And then later on, we increased the number, and we have, that's the,